Very, very glad that we are able to respond to the gospel through baptizing Deborah, Gracious, and Victory. Okay, so we're really pleased about that. And before we do that, we're just going to say a few words. I'm just going to say a few words about what we're doing. I'm not doing a sermon on baptism this morning. Maybe in a couple of 3 weeks we can do that, but not this morning. But again, we here at Trinity, as a, if you like, a part of the Reformed Presbyterian tradition, we believe that all are welcome to be baptized. That is, all believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, and including their children. We believe baptism to be not something that is given or comes out of the church. We believe baptism to be a sign of the gospel of grace from God. We believe it to be something that comes from heaven to earth. It's not something that we offer back up to God and say, Lord, I'm giving myself to you. We believe God comes, as we've read in this text, he calls us and he draws us and he takes us and he seals us to be his own in Christ freely. Again, in baptism, we recognize that we are not initiating something here, we're not doing something for God, but responding to his amazing kindness and grace for all people. And so therefore, as I've said, we believe that by grace, children are to receive the sign of promise of the gospel of Jesus Christ, of God's covenant love, his unbreakable and unshakable love that he gives to us in the gospel through Jesus, God's Son. Got any questions about it? Come and talk to me later. First though, poor Sani, we've got to ask her some very big questions. But she's been warned about these. In fact, Sani's got a lot of questions to answer this morning, haven't you, Sani? Those of you who don't know, we have the Book of Order, which we have to use on these formal occasions. The Bible says, Sani, to you is the promise, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call unto him. God says, I will establish my covenant between me and you and your seed after you throughout their generations, your generations, for an everlasting covenant to be a God to you and to your seed after you. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your house. Sani, do you acknowledge your children's need of the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ and the renewing grace of the Holy Spirit? Yes. Do you claim God's covenant promises on their behalf, and do you look in faith to the Lord Jesus Christ for their salvation as you do your own? Do you now unreservedly dedicate your children to God and promise in humble reliance upon divine grace that you will endeavor to set before them a godly example, that you will pray with and for them, that you will teach them the doctrines of our holy faith, and that you will strive by all the means of God's appointment to bring them up in the nurture and training of the Lord? That was a big question, wasn't it? Congregation, I'm going to ask you to stand. And little ones down the back, if they want to come up the front, that's fine. And then we'll ask Sani and the girls just to step up onto the stage. Is that okay? Dan, can you hold the water for me, please? I'm going to ask you, the congregation, a question, so we need your attention. I'll just pause for a minute here. Okay, if we could just, kids, if you can try not shuffle for a minute, but just watch, we'd love that. Congregation, I want to ask you, do you as a congregation undertake the responsibility of assisting Sani in the Christian nurture of her children? Do you agree? Thank you. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the promises that you make to us through Christ our Saviour. We thank you, Lord, that in grace he came from heaven to earth to secure for us, Lord, a glorious freedom from sin and death, and to guarantee us a future hope, a certain hope in his work, and a certain hope, Lord, that one day will be revealed perfectly to us in heaven forever. And so we thank you this morning in Christ's name. Who's first? Victory, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Gracious, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Deborah, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you again that you are a wonderful, magnificent, faithful, glorious God. And we thank you, Lord, that by grace you have brought these three beautiful little girls into the world. And Lord, we thank you that the gospel is for them, that the promise of salvation is given to them. And so, Lord, we pray that you, according to your grace, would take the gospel, Lord, and seal it upon their hearts even now. So, Lord, we see them grow up to be young women, middle-aged woman, and finally, Lord, in maybe later age, who glorify and walk with you all their days and who look forward to that hope of heaven in Christ. We ask too, Lord, for Sani, that you would really bless her as she brings these girls up on her own. We pray, Lord, that you would sustain her and strengthen her, and Lord, be with her. And pray as a church, Lord, as we've promised, that we would be there for her, that we would encourage her and look out for her, Lord, and teach her and train her so she can, Lord, present these children to you one day. And so, Lord, we ask these things in your great name. Amen. You can be seated for a minute. I'm going to now ask Rob and Jenny to come forward. Do you want to come around, maybe around this side? Well, now we come to the part that we have been talking about, that is membership of the church. And as I've indicated, we in the Grace Presbyterian Churches believe in I don't like to use the word formal membership, but we do believe in public committed membership of our churches. We believe it's something that has biblical, I've forgotten the word I was going to use, not authority, but we do have biblical license for that. However, I must say that in the Grace Churches, we do not ask people to sign anything with a pen. We do not ask them to swear to the church itself or upon the church, but we aim, we hope in this, to focus on Christ himself. And again, we do believe also it's a time when we are greatly encouraged in the church as we receive other members, if you like, to join the body, the whole body, the church. And so it's a time of celebration, a time of great rejoicing in the church. And so we want to do that this morning. And so this morning we've got Sani is joining the church as a member. And the three girls become what we call covenant members through Sani's membership. That means they have all the rights and privileges of the church extended to them, except voting rights, etc., in meetings. And we've also got Rob and Jenny who are joining the church today. And so that's wonderful. All of them have agreed that they would answer all the questions that are normally put to new members, new Christians rather. And so we know Rob and Jenny and Sani are not new Christians. However, they have agreed to answer these questions as a declaration of their faith to you. We could just have, I know we do tolerate children, as I said earlier, but maybe feet off would be good. Bare feet's cool. So they're going to answer some questions and declare their faith before you all. So I'm going to ask Sani and then Rob and Jenny these questions. So there's five questions. First question is, do you acknowledge yourselves to be sinners in the sight of God, justly deserving his displeasure and without hope except for his sovereign mercy? You do? Good. Next question is, do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God and Savior of sinners, and do you receive and rest upon him alone for salvation as he is offered in the gospel? Good. Do you now resolve and promise in humble reliance upon the grace of the Holy Spirit that you will endeavor to live as becomes a follower or as followers of Christ? Thank you. Do you promise to support the church in its worship and work to the best of your ability? Good. And last one, do you submit to the government and discipline of the church and promise to promote its purity and its peace? Great. Well, they've answered all these questions wonderfully well. So do you think we should receive them as members? So I'm going to ask you a question. Do you, members of Trinity, solemnly promise to support Rob, Jenny, Sani, and the girls as members in the church, and do you promise to encourage them in their faith and life, and do you promise to pray with them and for them? Great. Well, we can now offer you the right hand of fellowship and say that you are now members in the church, and may God bless you as you join with us here at Trinity, and may you be a blessing to us, and may we be a blessing to you. So Dan's going to come up, and he's going to pray, and then we're going to give you the old right hand of fellowship. You know, that's what you've got to have. And then these ones are just going to say a few words to you. So Dan, let's pray.
witness this wonderful occasion where we join more members to your church. We thank you for Sane and family and for Rob and Jenny, and we thank you for their commitment to Trinity, to us here in Takanini. And we just pray that you would give them the strength and the desire to serve you here, and also as a church, that we here at Trinity would support Sane and family and Rob and Jenny as well in their walk with you. And so we just thank you for this occasion, and commit them to you in Jesus' name.
Sane, give you welcome. And here's a little something for you to remember. And girls, here's something for you girls to take away. Okay. To remember this day in your life. Very special day. Okay. Well, let's give them all a big round of applause. They're going to say a few words now, and then we still got to sing our songs of praise. Our songs of praise are going to be a response to what we hear from these folks, what the Lord has done in their lives. So just a few words. I'll grab that mic. Mark, can I grab this microphone? So they can sit down. So I'll hold that for them. So Jimmy, you're going to say something?
Hi, there is a verse in the first chapter of James which says, every good and perfect gift is from above, from the Father of heavenly lights, and it goes on, but I'll just stick with that. And I was just thinking, God has only given me one perfect gift, and that's His Son. But He's given me lots of good gifts. And Trinity Presbyterian Church is one of those. And I just want to thank Him for giving you to us. I'm just looking forward to all that we are. Actually, I'm thinking of another. It's not a verse so much as a song. You remember the servant song? One of those verses says, we are pilgrims on a journey. We are brothers on the road. We are here to help each other, walk the mile and bear the load. And I know that's what I want to help you to do. And I know you will help me over these days. And I thank you. Okay.
Thank you. One of the things that Jenny has asked me to say on her behalf is that one of the ministries she's undertaken this year is to spend time each day in prayer. And so she would welcome any prayer requests that you might want to give her. If you could just put in writing, maybe give it to her on a Sunday, or ring Rosemary. It's just Jenny struggles to get to the phone and answer it. She can sometimes in the morning via the caregiver. But, and you're of course welcome to ring or to pass it on to me. She would count it a privilege to pray for you each day. I just want to say something that's just been on my mind for the last month. I've been looking at the book of Job, which is my favourite book in the Bible by far. I won't get into a sermon, Andrew. I hope. I mean, right from the very beginning, the way it starts, but just the character of Job, a man who suffered much and was very, very confused about what was going on. But it starts off, in the land of Uz, there lived a man whose name was Job, which sounds like a fairy tale to me. Just sounds, you know, a bit like The Wizard of Oz. But unbeknown to Job, there was a cosmic battle going on between God and Satan. Well, it wasn't a battle really, it was very one-sided. And it says in the Bible that Job was a righteous man and blameless before God. And God taunts Satan with and throws this challenge out to him and said, "Have you considered my servant Job?" And he says it twice. And he throws this taunt to him. And as a result, Job is severely tested. He loses his family through death. He loses all his possessions and his body is just decimated. Becomes a very ill and sick man and totally confused. And the book ends with a challenge by God to the three friends who had tried to comfort him in a wrong way. And again, these words, he says, "Go to my servant Job." And he uses that four times. So, "You go to my servant Job for forgiveness." I just want to very briefly just say how beautiful those three words are to be called, for Job to be called "my," you know, that close relationship, that dear relationship, that loving relationship that God has with Job, to be called a servant of the Most High is just unbelievable and wonderful. I mean, I can't think of anything else that would be so wonderful to be called, "Have you considered," or to be addressed as "My servant Job," "My servant Rob," "Jenny." That's just wonderful. And it is true for Christians today that that intimate relationship, that loving relationship that God has with his children is in those beautiful words, "My servant Job." Thank you.
Thanks, Rob. And then Sunny, say a few words.
Maloelele. It's taken 2 years. The minute I walked through those doors at the back there 2 years ago, I knew that this was my home. And it's taken me 2 years, and I think God had to deal with a lot of things in my heart. And he has finally opened the door, and he said, "Now is the time to become a member of this church." And I just want to say that none of my family came this morning. They didn't think it was an important step in my life, but I realize now I have a new family. And you are now my mothers, my fathers, my brothers, my sisters. The children I see there are now become my children. And that's what God has given me. Thank you. Thank you, Trinity, for accepting me. And hoped that not only will you be a blessing, that I become a blessing in your midst as well. Thank you. And give my love to Pops. This is Burns. Mr. and Mrs. Burns have been my parents since I've come to this church. So I want to give a special thank you to, and for Karen as well. And anybody else, I haven't mentioned your name, have become my friends along the way. The Browns, the Cochrans, every single other person, Andrew and Helen, Ever and Steve who aren't here. But if I haven't mentioned your name, thank you for smiling anyway when I come through the door. It has touched my heart and my children's. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we're just going to close with a couple of praise songs, so I encourage you to stand up, and let's just focus for a little while longer as we respond to God's grace in song. Then please stay for morning tea afterwards. Enjoy fellowship and encourage our new members. Speak to them, bless them for Jesus Christ.